Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Taking Action, published by Art Scroll. We're in chapter 35, feeling you should be doing and wanting to do. There are many things that we feel we should really be doing. These are things that somehow we keep procrastinating, postponing, and rarely get around to doing. Then there are things that we sincerely want to do. When we really want to do something, then we do it. A person might feel, I should really go on a diet. But the person really wants to eat the food that he knows tastes good. Many people in this quandary eat things they should refrain from eating. People who really want to lose weight because it will enable them to earn a large amount of money, like professional athletes and actors, are careful with what they eat. A person might feel, I should really walk more. But the person really wants to do other things. Many people in this situation tend not to walk, even though they know it's good for their health. Rabbi Avigdor Miller really wanted to walk for his health, so he found time in his extremely busy schedule to walk every day. A person might feel, I should really build up my vocabulary and my professional speaking skills, but he may never get around to doing it. A person who understands that he'll be able to have a more profound impact on the lives of others by making this improvement finds a time and method to actually do it. We might feel we should read certain books, but we don't get around to reading them until we are determined to actually read them. We might feel we should take certain actions that will make a major difference in our lives, but we don't take those actions until we are truly motivated. What have you truly wanted, not just wished to do? These are things that you have actually done, regardless of the reason. The same way that you've already done these things that you truly wanted to do, you can do many more things that will fall into the category of really wanting to do them, unless some uncontrollable factor gets in the way. You are the biggest expert on how to truly motivate yourself. You know what you have already done. Now think about the right things you would like to want to do, but don't already do. These are things that are spiritually beneficial. These are things that are healthy for you to do. These are the things that will be beneficial to others. These are the things that you look back on and say, I am tremendously glad that I did these things. Asking yourself, how specifically can I truly get myself to do what I want to do, but don't yet feel a drive to do, will make a great impact on your life. Knowing your own history of taking action to do what you really wanted to do will help you find many answers to this valuable question.